الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما نقصت صدقة من مال. وقال أيضا صلى الله عليه وسلم: فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. On this most auspicious day, at this very Mubarak time of Jumu'ah, we thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the most precious gift of Iman and the perfect teachings of Islam that gives us specific directives for every situation, for every occasion in life. As mentioned last week, one of our great pious predecessors in Islam, Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Mawlana Mahmudul Hasan Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who was incarcerated in a prison on the far off island of Malta for the reason that he had opposed the oppression of colonialism. On Jumu'ahs, he would take a ghusl, put on clean clothes, and walk right up to the gate of the jail and say, "Ya Allah, I have done what is in my capacity as per your command. The rest, Ya Allah, I leave with you." So under every situation, we are obedient to Allah Ta'ala within circumstances, within what the situation allows, with the will of Allah Ta'ala. One of the surahs we are encouraged to recite on the day of Jumu'ah, the entire surah, Suratul Kahf, forgiveness of sins of the past week, a special nur that extends until the following Jumu'ah, also extends up to the Kaaba Sharif from a person, and also goes from one's feet right till the skies as a means of illuminating the darknesses of the day of Qiyamah. And also, and ever more so important in these times, the reading regularly as well as memorizing first and last 10 verses of Suratul Kahf, a great means of protecting our Iman at the times of trials and tribulations against Iman. Within the surah, the core theme from which we take lesson, Allah Ta'ala speaks about a group of youngsters who were nurtured in affluence, in the most expensive of clothing and high lifestyles, within a nation where disbelief in Allah Ta'ala was the dominant and the rampant religion. However, Allah Ta'ala guided this group of youth, princes of the nation, Allah guided and inspired them to believe only in the one great Allahu Azza wa Jal, and that none should be worshipped as a partner unto him. Eventually, when word got out that they would secretly get together and worship only the one Allah Ta'ala and speak about the misguidance of the nation, when this word got out, they were arrested, the luxuries were taken away from them, and then they were threatened with their lives. They sought refuge in a cave for the protection of Iman. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah inspired them to this in the ayah that we have recited, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Seek refuge for the protection of your Iman in a cave. The result of it will be, يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Your Lord, your Allah Ta'ala, will spread His mercies for you. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And Allah Ta'ala will facilitate ease for you in all your situations. So we beg Allah Ta'ala that under these very trying times, we know that a mu'min does things for the betterment, for the good of humanity, benefiting humanity as much as possible under these circumstances, with this niyyah and intention that we protect, we use whatever means available to protect ourselves and not be a cause of harm to anybody else, with that intention. And under the directives, a mu'min is one who is a benefit to humanity by and large. But under these straitened circumstances, we hold even more steadfastly to our Iman and the pure teachings of Islam, and especially this great worry and concern of protecting our Iman, the Iman of our children, of our families. make a concerted effort as well as dua and begging Allah Ta'ala at a time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged that do as much good as possible before such situations arrive, that those opportunities of doing good are no longer with you. So just as those youth had taken refuge in a cave to protect the iman, Allah Ta'ala spreads His mercy upon us and makes matters easy for us, makes matters easy for our entire community, makes matters easy for the country, as well as for humanity at large. So therefore, at a time when we should turn to Allah Ta'ala with even greater fervent obedience, some of the actions that we try and adopt under these times, as mentioned, the Suratul Kahf, and by extension, our link and attachment to the Quran Azim. The month of Ramadan is on our doorstep, and therefore let us increase and strengthen our relationship and our love for the Quran Azim. What better time than this opportunity? All of us in general, and especially the Huffaz, whom Allah will bless the great honor of rendering, under whatever situation is possible, the entire Quran Kareem from memory in the month of Ramadan. Great opportunity for us to strengthen and link our attachment to Quran Azim, to strengthen our revision, to strengthen our door. Another action that we try and resort to, and extremely beneficial under such situations, is abundant istighfar and tawbah. Firstly, do sincere reflection, introspection, that what are the many, many sins and gunas that I've committed in my life. Ya Allah, I feel definite shame. I feel remorseful over every moment that I've spent in your disobedience, with the very limbs that you have given to me as a favor, whether with my eyes, with my ears, with my fingertips, with my hands, with my feet, with my heart and mind, with my belly. As far as chastity is concerned, Ya Allah, regarding all, especially the sins of the tongue, I feel sincere remorse, shame and regret over every moment that I've spent in your disobedience. That Ya Allah, I beg of you, Ya Allah, I beg of you to forgive me my sins, and we make a firm resolution and intention to change our lives for the better. Abundant tawbah and istighfar is a means of removal of anxieties and worries. It is also a means of Allah Ta'ala giving a person inner peace. Very importantly, it is a means of drawing speedily the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, of protecting individuals, families, communities and nations from the adab of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala promises in the Quran Azim, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as a group of people are doing istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will not punish that nation as a whole. In that community in which there are those who read istighfar abundantly at the end time of tahajjud, the time of sahri, we try to read istighfar at that time as much as possible, that Mubarak time when Allah Ta'ala announces every night in the last one third, anyone seeking repentance, I will accept your tawbah. Anyone asking forgiveness, I will definitely accept your istighfar. Hal min sa'ilin u'tih. Anyone asking for any need or necessity, the doors of Allah Ta'ala's court are open, ask and I will grant it. So dua for us, for the entire ummah, who are going through severe oppression and sufferings in many, many parts of the world. Dua for the afiyat and guidance and hidayat of our own country. So abundant istighfar, tawbah, forsaking haram and sin. While in this period of lockdown, let us not, while in our homes, waste our time away in that which is openly haram, or at the least, such forms of entertainment that is whiling away precious little seconds that Allah has given to us in our lives. Fill our time with as much good as possible, at the least stay away from haram and sin. Another action that we should try and resort to abundantly and fervently with is sadaqah, excessively for the pleasure of Allah, whatever situation allows us. There are innumerable benefits of sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin. That when you give sadaqah, it is not a decrease in your wealth, it is actually a protection and an increase in the barakah in wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, kathratu sadaqati fi sirri wal alaniya. That abundant sadaqah, whether openly, whether secretively, is a means of barakah in rizq and sustenance. Very importantly, it is a means of making up for the deficiencies in our deen. Watunsaru. And at the time when we need it most direly, it is a means of Allah Ta'ala's help coming to us. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, amongst the benefits of sadaqah, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَهِ. that make every effort possible in your means to save yourself from the blazing fire of Jahannam, even if you have very limited resources, not even one date, you have a piece, you have half a date, give that as sadaqah, that can be the means of protecting and saving you from Jahannam. For the benefit of sadaqah, tadfa'u mitat as-su', it saves a person from an evil and a bad death. Subhanallah, it saves a person from an evil and a bad death. And furthermore, tutfi'u ghadab ar-rabb, it cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala. There are many, many sins. Let it not be that the situation prevailing is it many a times. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said about plagues and by extension pandemics, that they are essentially Allah's adab, but obviously for a mu'min, the hadith talks about that it is a rahmah, one who happens to pass away in such a situation, in fact that is one of the forms of shahada, but it cools the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dhillul mu'mini yawm al-qiyamati sadaqatuhu, one of the means of shade on the day of qiyamah, when there will be no other means of shade except the throne of Allah Ta'ala, one of the means of shade will be sadaqah. It is also hijabum min an-nar wa fikakukum min an-nar. It is your ransom from the fire of Jahannam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. It is a barrier, it is a veil of protection from the fire of Jahannam. Furthermore, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, bakiru bis sadaqah. Make the habit of giving sadaqah frequently in the early part of the day. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّ الصَّدَقَةِ. For indeed, calamities, musibah, does not overtake a sadaqah. Sadaqah is given, it allays and keeps back musibats and problems and such and calamities. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, giving sadaqah protects and saves you from pride, from arrogance, from haughtiness. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that all a'mal, actions, assume a bodily form, and all of them try and outdo one another, that which is the best. And finally, sadaqah says, ana afdalukum, that of all your actions, I am the most virtuous, I am the best of all. When on that day when the sun will come just 1 mile ahead of the heads of creation, one of the means of being given the sanctity of the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne is that sadaqah that had been given so secretively that that which the right hand gives the left is not even aware of it. So many, many benefits. To summarize very briefly, it is a means of increase and blessings in our wealth. It is a means of barakah in sustenance, Allah's help, deficiencies in our deen being atoned for, savior from the fire of Jahannam, protection from a bad and evil death. It cools the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a means of expiation of our past sins. It is a means of the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. It is a veil, a protection from the fire of Jahannam. It averts calamities. It saves ones from pride and arrogance. When actions boast over one another as to which are the best of actions, then this is one of those, as well as being a means of the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. In this regard, very, very quickly, alhamdulillah, with Allah's grace and tawfiq alone, and only for the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala, we know the extremely dire situation of poverty in our country at present. The effects are being felt on the ground level, in the underprivileged communities, in the informal settlements. Already, news from the ground with associations we normally work with is that people are already having difficulty as far as the daily sustenance is concerned. A mu'min is not one who sleeps and rests peacefully while one's neighbor is hungry. It is a sign of a mu'min to benefit humanity. So alhamdulillah, in this regards, in conjunction with those organizations that we usually work on the ground level, for example, our blanket distribution, there is an appeal to provide, for example, food hampers, other needs and necessities at the moment. So in this regard, alhamdulillah, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, as a collective, as a community, great opportunity of sadaqah. Inshallah, details will be sent of a bank account specifically for this purpose. It will be sent out on the community messages and groups that we give lillah, we give sadaqah. And if one has interest money to dispose of, we can also put it in there. We avoid giving zakah for this purpose. So let us open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible. A food hamper that will last approximately plus minus 10 days for an average family. The cost is plus minus 300 rand for the most basic needs and necessities. So as individuals, as families, encourage our children who have the means, whatever amount, if we cannot contribute towards a full hamper, then any amount to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. This will also show at this time of dire need our heartfelt feelings for those who are less fortunate than us. It will inshallah draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, be the means of allaying the adab of Allah Azza wa Jal. So an appeal is made. The details will be sent out, inshallah. Let us contribute to this so that we as a community, as a collective, inshallah, channel through the means that we usually use on the ground level, inshallah ta'ala, to try and get as much aid as possible. Inshallah, the collection will open up as the announcement will be sent, inshallah. There will be a cut-off date, probably end of before next Jumu'ah, inshallah. So let us try and do this as hastily as possible. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.